Hello, Mid-America. This is John Prosper, broadcasting from the heartland with your Harvest Minute. Well, it used to be, and still is to a degree, that folks in the agricultural community used a barter system as currency. Since cash was not often readily available, farmers would exchange their goods and services in return for the necessary assistance, services, or goods of their neighbors. For example, a person may have put up hay or diligently plied a fabrication or construction trade for a requester during the year, and then settled up with that party later by receiving fair-minded repayment of a side or two of beef. The barter system, in a sense, is commonly seen even today in the agricultural industry, when multiple farmers join together and share diverse machinery and vehicles to aid each other in bringing in their sundry harvests. In comparison to the function of money as exchange, economists have often debated barter systems' limits relative to their inefficiencies in reliably easing exchange, limits such as a need for a double coincidence of want, the lack of any standard for deferred payments, and the absence of a common measure of value. In my experience, however, I believe that these limits are less relevant for barterers in the heartland communities, and trading partners have more than an honest and fair sense of equitable barter currency exchange and accountability. This inherent sense of fair exchange may have its root in a fundamental need for strong relationships in sparsely populated localities and a dependence upon nearby and practical resources and solutions for agricultural-based issues. Many folks in the heartland embody the rural character and ideal of not only the practical basics of farming and agronomics, but also humbly acknowledge that a higher power is at work in the surrounding pastoral and idyllic creation, and in gracious providence of their everyday needs. It is recognized here that God also does business by the system of fair exchange, and that the appropriate, measured, and timely response to His prolific service is ceaseless thanksgiving, which is the ignition factor to the trading currency of worship and praise. It is a fact that mankind still can't control the weather, but we can control the atmosphere of expectation and activation of divine exchange with the frequent initiation and just offering of our praise. We may consider it to be a sacrifice at times, but it don't make a lick of sense to defer the payments, if you know what I mean. Hey, Joshua, wait up. I need your help putting in some bridge boards over on the old Island 80.